Nolte, Looks Like Disney's Taking Back Promise of Black Captain America. By John Nolte on January 15, 2021. The far-left Deadline reports that Chris Evans is in talks to return to his Captain America role in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, MCU. To which I can only say, what? Anthony Mackie is supposed to be Captain America. We all saw this. The whole world saw this. Everyone saw this. In Avengers, Endgame, Steve Rogers chose love over being Captain America and handed his shield, and by extension the role of Captain America, over to Sam Wilson aka Falcon, Mackie. Watch below. There was no ambiguity about this. There was no wiggle room. Anthony Mackie is Captain America now. Sam Wilson is Captain America. And it was a great moment. Not a woke moment. It wasn't stupid and contrived like that stupid Endgame shot of all the stupid girl heroes stupidly assembling in a stupid moment to hit the stupid pleasure buttons of America's stupid woketards. Quite the opposite. The moment made sense. Steve Rogers chose love over life as a hero and Sam Wilson more than earned the privilege of becoming the heir to Captain America. This moment didn't feel woke or contrived or stupid. Mackie's Wilson, who happens to be a black man, more than deserved the honor. Well, from the sounds of both Deadline and poor Mackie, it sounds like the MCU is pulling the rug out from under the whole idea. Captain America will be returning to the MCU, but he'll be played, once again, by Chris Evans, who might be the whitest man alive. In a move that is sure to rock the Marvel Cinematic Universe, sources tell Deadline that Chris Evans is cleaning the dust off his Captain America attire as he is expected to reprise the role in the MCU in some form. Evans had been very public that he would be hanging up the shield after Avengers: Endgame, with Marvel going as far as having the character hand the shield to Anthony Mackie's character at the end of the film in torch-passing type of moment. Things had changed in recent months as the idea was floated of Evans returning to the MCU as Rogers to see if there was any interest. As the weeks went by, Evans became more game to the idea, with the two sides coming to agreement at the top of the year. Now, when I first read that, because I'm a fairly unassuming guy, I thought to myself, well, this is no big deal. Marvel sets a lot of its stuff in the past. Maybe Evans is going to show up in a MCU movie set in the 1950s, or something. But then I read this. When asked if Falcon would become Captain America, Mackie shared, "We don't know that yet." The show, the idea of the show, Disney Plus's Falcon and the Winter Soldier, is basically, you know, and at the end of Endgame, Cap decided he was going into retirement and he asked me if I would take up the shield. But at no point in time did I agree to or say that I would be Captain America, and went on to enigmatically remark, "So, the show walks the line of who is going to take up the shield and who's going to be Captain America if Steve isn't coming back." Ouch. If Steve isn't coming back. If. That was 2 days ago. And all I can say again is ouch. But here's Mackie back in 2019, when it actually happened. It means a lot to me for my sons to see Captain America as a black dude and for me to be that dude to my sons. So that moment was not just, hey, we're acting. It was more of a thing. And then they cut and I cried. And Chris Evans cried. And the Russos, the directors, cried. And everyone cried. It was an emotional day. Here's more from 2019, a moment Mackie shared with his son after being anointed Captain America. My son calls me bawling and he's like, "Dad, you're Captain America." It's like, yeah, dude. So, he's just like, "I just didn't know, that's so amazing. I'm so proud of you." So, then I start crying. It's funny, as a parent, you do so much and all you want is the approval of your kids. Like nobody else matter, I don't care what anybody else on the internet says. My son said it was cool, so it's cool. And now it looks like they're bringing the white guy back. This is just wrong. In front of the whole wide world, in the biggest movie in the world, Disney Marvel promised Black America Captain America will now be black. But I guess Disney Marvel can do whatever it wants. The company is too powerful for anyone to stand up to it. A good example is Deadline. They broke this news and said nothing about the implications of Disney reneging on its promise that Captain America would now be black. No other site I've read that picked up the news from Deadline has dared voice a complaint. You see, with these Hollywood leftists, it's never really about diversity or social justice, or even right and wrong. It's about power. Disney can do something like this and our so-called woke media outlets are almost all going to roll over and cover for the Mouse House. Are going to pretend Captain America was never supposed to be black. Because if they don't, Disney will stop its advertising money and not invite them on junkets and kick them out of the elite club. Conform or die. That's the only principle in the left-wing media. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.